Welcome to Mad Tech Daily, your source for the latest in technology and digital media news. I'm your host, Dot, and today we're diving into a few significant stories shaping our digital landscape. Meta's landmark antitrust trial has officially begun. On Monday, the Federal Trade Commission took Meta to court, alleging that the tech giant illegally maintained its dominance in social networking through its acquisitions of Instagram in 2012 and WhatsApp in 2014. The FTC claims Meta employed a buy or bury strategy to eliminate competition, effectively creating a monopoly in the social media space. This case is being heard by Judge James Boasberg of the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia and represents a pivotal moment in antitrust law. Regulators are working to apply existing legal frameworks to the tech sector's aggressive acquisition tactics, potentially setting precedents for future cases. In other news, the Trump administration announced late Friday that smartphones, computers, and other consumer electronics will be exempt from a new round of tariffs. This offers significant relief for tech companies like Apple and Dell, and could help prevent price increases on these products. The exemptions cover a wide range of electronics, including modems, routers, and flash drives, which are largely manufactured outside the US, particularly in China. However, it's worth noting that certain duties on electronics and smartphones remain in place, including a 20% tariff introduced earlier this year related to China's alleged involvement in the fentanyl trade. The administration is also considering additional tariffs on semiconductors. Finally, Havas has reported solid performance for the first quarter of 2025, achieving organic growth of 2.1%, which aligns with their full-year targets. The company also recorded reported growth of 5.2%, reflecting positive impacts from recent acquisitions and favorable currency effects. Chairman and CEO Yannick Bolloré described the company as being in great shape, attributing their success to continued business momentum, particularly in North America and Latin America, as well as their strategic acquisitions. That's all for today's Mad Tech Daily. I'm Dot. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you tomorrow with more updates from the world of ad tech and media.